I think there is one good thing that has come out of this war in Iraq, and just because you got to find a silver lining, you know. And no, seriously, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. There is one good thing that's come out of it, and that is, you know, let's be honest, you know, 10,000 less Iraqis. Yeah, come on, people. Those people have fucked with us never, all right? Never. Read your history books. All right. Oh, I can't wait for Operation Rest of the Brown Ones. That's going to be a good one. That domino effect. Yeah, Syria's next, motherfucker. Come on. No, the best thing about it is that for somebody like me, it gives me an opportunity to hear all the country and Western music that I've been missing, you know? Seriously, because I don't listen to shitty music, and I try not to, you know. I don't go see shitty movies. I don't watch shitty TV shows. I'm fucking stupid that way. I don't get to hear all the Toby Keith stuff and the Daryl Wooleries and all that shit. But when the war, you know, when there's that patriotism, nationalism, fascism thing going on, and that stuff rises to the top, and then you get to hear it, you know, incessantly, and that's what the war is good for, you know, in a sense. And my favorite song, I actually got to hear twice, is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, you know, which he wrote that for the Gulf War, but then fucking September 11th, 9/11 remix. Yeah, that's right. And what I like about that that song is it's got that great line in there, you know, when he goes, "And I'd surely stand up next to you and defend her still today." Really? Well, here's your second chance, asshole. Fucking pick up a gun and hop to it. Plane leaves from over there. Get the fuck over there, asshole. What? Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking hypocrite. What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you with all the flags flapping in my ears. What? What's that? Oh, you got another gig at Branson. Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, the irony, that's amazing. There's the irony of, like, all these people all across America just proudly and emotionally stirred, standing up at concerts, you know, at all the state fairs and, you know, NASCAR smash-em-ups and all that shit, and just going, "And I'd surely stand up next to you," and, well, not me, but my neighbor's kid, "and defend her." Well, he had to go to college, you know? What? Yeah.